So I've been thinking about faith a lot, and I kind of have this picture of how faith grows through the walk with the Lord, and this is maybe just me, but as I look out and see other people's journey, I feel like it's probably pretty similar, and that is that faith is simply believing in the things that we cannot see, and whether that is God, and whether that is Jesus, whether that is His laws at work, it's all of those things, and we cannot see any of those, but yet we believe in them, and much of that is through the witness of other people. And for those in the Christian faith, that's through the Bible, and that's how we know. And I heard somebody yesterday say that the Bible is simply God's himself revealing himself so that we might know him through time and through stories. And so I believe at the beginning of our faith, we simply agree that there's some sort of laws, good and bad, that are at work that are beyond us, that there's something not tangible in this world at play. And of course, I think we see that mainly through creation, and to say that there's so much about this world, this earth, and that our universe way, way, way beyond us that it just was not man-made. It was just not by chance that this is a creator at work. And so we box this in to say, okay, this is not chance. This is in some sort of God box that, you know, creation happened. And I think that there's some people that never get beyond that they say, yeah, there's a God, but I'm not really sure what his name is, what he looks like, what that means. And I think that's sad because there's so much more to it, but I think it takes a lot to actually not believe. I think it takes more faith in something unseen to say that it's by chance than that there is a creator. I think it's easy to believe that we have a creator. And then, as we read the Bible, then we understand how that came to be. Whether you are a young earth creationist or an old earth creationist, we agree that God created it. And the next thing that we see, based on things that we have never seen ourselves, is that Jesus lived and that he corroborates everything that was in the Old Testament, the law, God's creation, Moses, Abraham, and that he is from the God of Israel, the Israelites, and that he was going to die in place of our sin, and that he was going to raise up again and, you know, take his seat in heaven, and that one day he would come back for us. And so we take him at his word. If we believe that and have faith in the witnesses that talked to him, that surrounded him, we believe specifically that our salvation is through Jesus Christ. And I think many people believe that. And I believe that's kind of a next step, that we understand God through Jesus Christ. And at that time, I believe we start looking for, well, if God is true and Jesus is his son, and what is it that Jesus says, you know, that we can do and we can't do? What is it we look for? I think a moral code to say, what are the black and white boxes of my life? And everything looks very black and white, and we try to have a black evil box that we put Satan and all his evilness in, and then we have a white box where we put God and Jesus and his Holy Spirit in, and we assign good to the things in our life, and we try to live by that code. Don't do the black things and don't do the white things. And I think there's a time in our lives where we test that, and sometimes we rebel to try to figure out I think from our own sin nature, we want to live in that black box a lot, to say, well, you know, those black, you know, things that we would normally put in that black box, those are too much fun. And the world, a lot of times the world tells us those are fun and we deserve to do those things. And yet, and I think that's a very, what the Bible describes as a childish faith. That even though we have somebody saying that this is good and this is bad and this is the way you should live, you know, we want to rebel against that and figure it out on our own. And I think some people never get beyond that, to say, you know, it's I'm okay. I'm okay living at this level, if you would. And my sin nature and my desires mean more to me than what God says. But I think that the people that mature see that those things lead to death, and that our souls and our spirits are dead when we don't do things God's way. Because God did create this world, and there all are laws at work that say, this is how you find true liberty and true freedom in your life, because I made your body that way, and I made relationships that way, and I made your brain that way, and I made your heart that way. And if you would just follow me, I love you so much, and I've given you all that you need to have a free life. And the black and white boxes become not about trying to do the right thing, but to you'll see that the white boxes are about freedom, and that's how you live in freedom. And you learn that He loves you, and those things are there in place because He wants the best for you. And so I think that takes a mature Christian, a maturing at least Christian, to see that the law is about being a holy people, but also a lot about us being free in our lives and not experiencing heartache. Now, we will experience heartache, but we can avoid a great deal of it by living by the laws that God had set in place. Now, as we, you know, kind of agree that there's some laws at work, I think we begin to see that there's also a lot of gray, and that you can't answer. You can't put things in black and white boxes, that there are some things that that may be true for you but not true for another person. So just because I go to one college doesn't mean that somebody else needs to go to another college. And just because I work out of my home, then another person doesn't need to work out of their home. And there's a lot of gray to our faith. And I believe that's when, you know, the Holy Spirit, I think, convicts us of the black and white, and that there's really truly evil and holiness. But also that He begins to show us those black and white, the gray to our lives. And He begins to, if we, you know, have faith and look to Him in those gray moments, that He begins to do that, and that we would know kind of what's right and wrong and where we should go. And I think a lot of people start doing that in their teens, if they've been a Christian for, you know, that whole, your whole life. A lot of people start doing that in your teens and college and your young 20s, and you begin to, you know, search Him in the gray, and that the gray starts becoming a focus of our faith. And then I believe that is where kind of the fun faith begins. And we see that God cares about, you know, the black and white, and He cares about the gray. But then there becomes this color in our faith that's introduced. And when we truly let go of our faith just being black and white and just being gray, that he truly will take us on an adventure if we let him lead us by his Holy Spirit and through the people around us and through his leading in scripture. And when we really begin to pay attention to him and how he speaks in our lives, not just in the Bible and in a rule book, but, you know, I think he's always leading us in places. And when we really begin to live our lives in tune with him, that there's this beautiful color that comes into our lives. And it's no longer a rule book of trying to fit God in these little boxes. And it's not really, you know, trying to get his approval on our, and even in the gray area and figuring out what's right and wrong in those. But that when we truly live every step of the way with him, that it's a beautiful, colorful adventure. And faith is believing that he's at work in all things in our lives and not just our moral code, but he's writing a story with our lives, and that it can be a beautiful testament to our beautiful creator. And it comes back to, that comes back full circle to what we believed at the beginning, is that we have a beautiful creator, God, that we originally believed in, and that he doesn't want just to write and to create a beautiful world, but that he wants to write, and he has created you to live a beautiful life. And that the same God who can create that universe and can create a gazillion different flowers and trees and animals, that he can be at work in all the little things in our lives, and it will be just as beautiful, if not more, and that we will show his glory to the world, and not just his creation. And then we can be a part of that testimony to that God exists, and that people can come to know that there's a true God, and that he is a beautiful creator, and we are now the creation that screams his glory. And that's just such a honor and privilege that he gives us, that people can come to know God through his creation.